Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 189, Peace That Guards. Here is the word for today, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Stop for a moment and think about who wrote this. Paul was not sitting somewhere comfortable, with a quiet afternoon and time to reflect. He wrote this from prison, in chains, with no certainty about what tomorrow would bring. And from that cell, he said, "Do not be anxious about anything." That is not naivety. That is testimony. A word born inside suffering carries a different kind of weight. It has already been tested before it ever reached you. And Paul leaves no room for exceptions. He says, "In everything, not in the easy things, not when the circumstances cooperate. In everything, the work situation that won't leave your mind, the relationship that is hanging by a thread, the uncertainty that wakes you up at 3 in the morning. All of it has an open door before God. Nothing is too small to bring, and nothing is too heavy. Bring it all." But there is something Paul adds that we cannot rush past with thanksgiving. This is not pretending everything is fine. It is not a performance of faith. It is remembering in the middle of the struggle that God has been faithful before, that there were moments when you could not see the way forward and he opened it, that there were burdens you could not carry alone, and he held you up. Gratitude does not deny the problem. What it does is change you. It changes the posture of your heart when you come to God. And that open heart, that grateful heart, is exactly the heart that is ready to receive what only God can give. And what does God give? A peace that surpasses all understanding. What a phrase that is. It does not depend on things making sense. It does not wait for the situation to be resolved. It arrives while the situation is still unchanged, because what changes first is not the circumstance, it is the heart. You are still in the middle of the storm, but suddenly there is a stillness that you yourself cannot explain. That is God. That is real. And Paul goes even further. He reaches for the image of a military garrison, soldiers posted at the gate of a city, standing watch, holding the line. "The peace of God," he says, "will guard your heart and your mind like a sentinel." In Christ Jesus, you do not face anxiety unarmed. There is a guard there, a guard that never sleeps, never loses focus, never leaves its post. So today, before breakfast, I want to invite you to do one thing. Take a piece of paper, whatever you have nearby, and write down one thing. Just one. The thing you are carrying with the most anxiety right now. Write it down. Then say out loud to God, "Lord, I bring this to you. Thank you for your peace." And leave the paper there, on the table, on the counter, wherever you are, as a sign that you let it go, that it moved from your hands into his. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.